Om Shanti. And today's topic is to achieve perfection. How you will going to achieve perfection? By doing what? Embodiment of awareness, is it? So embodiment is very important. If we are not embodiment, so there is no perfection. Is it right? Do we all accept this? Because it is seen when we sit in meditation, what we do? We churn. We use only mind. Is it? We use only mind. Mind is thinking, creating thoughts. Positive. So we use only mind. So if when we are using mind, so with that we cannot achieve perfection? Baba is telling in this murli, just you are using mind, so we cannot achieve that perfection. You cannot be a powerful. Why? Baba has explained, there is a margin of interference of waste or negative thoughts. Yes? So when we are using, when I am talking, I cannot eat, no? This mouth can do two things, but not at the same time. So when mind is, I am thinking, creating thoughts, so from where this waste or negative thoughts are coming? From where it is coming? Because I am talking, I cannot eat, no, at the same time. This mouth can be used for two purposes, but when I am talking, I cannot eat. I have to stop eating. Is it? Two things cannot be done at the same time. So here when we are thinking about Baba, so from this, from where this waste or ordinary thoughts are entering? From where they are entering? Huh? Past. But what is the door? Because this door is closed. The only door is open. Mind we are using. So when you are using your mind, these other things, they are entering from where? Sanskar, they are coming from which door? Huh? Yes, they are entering from which door? What is that door? Mind is used, already I am using. Mind is not silence. If mind is free, naturally, mind will think other thoughts. So when I am sitting in meditation, I am using. Is it right? So when I am using mind, from where these other thoughts are coming? Baba is telling what Baba said. So waste or ordinary thoughts are coming. They are interfering in your meditation. So they are coming from where? Yes, old sanskars are inside. How they come out? Because mind is used. And that you must know. Because it is seen, even Baba has explained and you know it also. But till it is not taught to us in education, in worldly education. Science has said so far, so only two powers, mind and conscious and subconscious. Is it? So here in meditation, what is concentration? To achieve perfection in your action, what is necessary? Concentration is necessary. In meditation also Baba is telling, concentration is necessary. So concentration is what? I'll give an example. Many times it is explained, till each group new are coming, so you must know, when you sit in meditation, so your eyes are open, you are remembering Baba, your mind is used, you are using your mind, you are not keeping your mind free, till from where this waste thoughts, other thoughts are coming, that you must know. Is it? From where they are coming? What is the door? Here, when you sit in meditation, now I'll give an example. See, I am talking to you all, and I am reading here, there is a one book, I am looking, I am reading, and I have not complete the sentence. Just I uttered one word. Our accurate pronunciation I have done. And I am looking here only, I am not looking here and there and reading. I am looking here. Suddenly you will ask me, what you read just now? Oh, I do not know. Then you will tell me, give attention, concentrate here. Is it? So what is missing here? I am looking, I am reading. So what is missing? Because that is what is in, because it is not, concentration is not focus of mind. Mind is gone reading. Who will going to register it, record it? Intellect. So there is a definition of concentration where mind and intellect both must work at a time. So there is concentration. So when you sit in meditation, what we do? We use mind. We say, oh, I am a soul, point of light, just like a star. Oh, I have to phone somebody. Who is telling this? From where this coming? Intellect was free. There is no work for the intellect because mind is repeating. Mind is talking. Who am I? You are not asking, you are asking, you are telling yourself, you are giving answer. I am a soul, point of light, just like a star, sitting in the middle of forehead. Is it? So mind is doing. But what is the role of intellect? No role. Free. Free intellect is wandering. So when you sit in meditation, free intellect will remind you, oh, I have to do something. 10 days before somebody said something, whatever is recorded in your intellect, in your sanskar, they will emerge. They will enter through the intellect, door of intellect. We have kept that door free. You are not using. So to become embodiment, means what you have to do? These two powers must be combined. And then connect with supreme power or in study or in your profession. So how you will bring these two powers together? If you are not bringing these two powers together, they will work as per their own habit. Is it? If you keep them free, so do not keep your intellect free in meditation. So how you will keep busy? What is the technique? How you will keep these two powers at a time you must use? How? And that is the technique of meditation. So not a single ordinary or other thoughts will emerge, will interfere. Because these two doors, mind and intellect, both you must use in meditation. That's why Baba is telling, ordinary meditation never clean our past accounts, sanskars. So what is necessary? A volcanic stage is necessary. Intense meditation is necessary. What is that? So where you will get power, current, and you will going to burn. You see, if one wire, if you connect with the powerhouse, so light cannot burn. If you want lights, what you have to do? Two wires are necessary. You have to, in a plug, two wires you have to put at a time. Then current will flow, and you will get the light. Same way, if you want the spiritual current, supreme current, if you want power, one power cannot absorb. Two powers you have. You have to, these two powers, you have to connect with the supreme power. So there will be a flow of current that you can charge yourself. So it is seen when we sit in meditation, just we use our mind. So we have to use our intellect at the same time. How you will use? Anybody? How you will use these two powers? Here, we never do salutation by one hand. Here in India, we do always salutation by joining two hands. So if you join these two hands, it is not namaste. There is a system. So you may ask, yes, I have joined these two hands. No, there is a system. Small finger must touch to the small finger. And systematically, these two powers when you bring together, so what are these two powers? Mind and intellect must work together. How you will use? That technique is important. And that is the technique of meditation. And there you will have full concentration or embodiment of awareness. So you can see power in you. And you can see the change. You will have power to change your old habits, sanskars, attitude. If now we have knowledge, I should not get angry. We have knowledge, but there is no power. When you drive a car, you know how to drive. There is a brake also. You know how to apply that brake. Knowledge you have. But yesterday you have not taken sufficient food, sufficient rest. So when you are driving a car, suddenly the another car is coming to you face to face, and you know I have to use my brake. But you apply the brake also. But there is no strength because you have not taken sufficient food. You apply your brake, but you cannot stop the vehicle because there is no force, there is no power. Knowledge you have. So knowledge and power, both are necessary to control, to change. Is it? So how that power will come? So Baba said, why there is no change in our attitude, our old habits? We know we do not like to get angry. We know our defects. And we do not like it also. And we are full aware of it. When you are getting angry, then also you know, oh, I should not get angry. Till we do that action. Is it? It is right? When you do something wrong, we have that awareness. I should not, it is not good. But we do not have control, controlling power. Or suddenly changing that habit, changing that sanskar. How? Because power is not there. So why? That Baba said. So that's why when you sit in meditation, use these two powers at a time. How you will use? Now this question, who will give answer? Possible to use at a time? Or one power you will use? These two powers, mind and intellect, both must channelize, both must be used at a time. How? That is perfect meditation. There will become embodiment. That's why there is a system. When you sit in meditation, do not say, I am a soul. Ask to your intellect. Ask a question, who am I? Wait, who will give answer? Intellect, we know, we are read, we have memory, we have experienced. You know your self-awareness. You have that. I am this. But it is in intellect. So you ask, use your intellect. Now constantly I am looking this sister. She cannot see here and there, and at any time I can ask. But I am not looking this side. So free person, what she will do? If she is free, naturally she will see here and there. Free intellect is wandering. So here, what is the system? When you sit, do not leave your intellect free. So talk to your intellect. So how to talk? So there is a system. So you ask, who am I? Intellect will give answer. Ask second question. If I am so and so, what is my form? Intellect will give answer. Yes, this is my form, that you know it. That memory you have, it is recorded, you have it. But take from your intellect. Ask. Because if you are not asking, it will going to slip. So hold it. How to hold? Talk to your power. So when you are talking like this way, who am I? Second, what is my form? Third, what are my qualities? What are my innate qualities? Ask. You know it. Activate them. Emerge them each day. And fourth, if I have these qualities, then what is my function? What I am doing here? What is my activity? Fifth, if I am doing some activity here, function, then I came from where? Because we know, whatever is growing in this mud, we eat, body will grow, and it will go to mud. I came from where? Ask yourself. And you know it. Use your intellect. So when you are talking to your intellect, it cannot slip. So these two powers are face to face for 5 minutes. Today, if you are able to bring these two powers face to face for 5 minutes, tomorrow you can develop it for 10 minutes. Gradually, you can develop. So there will be full concentration. These two powers are used at a time. Otherwise, these two powers, mind and intellect, always go adverse. You think something, intellect is giving some other thoughts. Always these two powers are going adverse. So in the whole world it is said. So we also say sometimes it is very difficult to concentrate. Again and again intellect is slipping. It will go somewhere else. We cannot hold it. It is very subtle. When you sit in meditation with love and respect, we have that enthusiasm, I want to do meditation. But when you come and sit here, what comes? Suddenly other thoughts are emerging. Why? We keep these two powers free. Do not leave them free. Use them. And channelize them as per your direction. Where you want to take? Give them work. So when you sit, just like if you want to walk this side, you will give direction to your legs. You will take your legs this side. We use instruments. Soul is different. If when you drive car, you drive the car as per your choice. Where you want to take? That control you have. Similarly, we require that knowledge. I am a driver. I am using this body. And I have two powers. To think and to mold. I can change. I can mold as per my will and wish. That power is necessary. So when you feel there is some negative waste thoughts is coming, mature intellect, powerful intellect, suddenly will convince or control the mind. No, do not think this. But here one thing you must know, but do not control your mind. And or do not suppress your mind. By chance, when you sit here, suddenly one waste thought came, what will you do? Do not control. Do not suppress. Do not ignore. If you ignore, again and again it will remind you. Do not suppress it. But what to do? Convince. Why this thought came? Why I am sitting here? What is my aim? Convince yourself. When you convince, for long time it will be finished. If you are not convincing, just ignore. Again and again that thought will remind you. If you suppress, with double speed it will going to emerge. So do not suppress your mind. Do not control your mind. Convince yourself. Because we have a habit. Past sanskars may emerge sometimes. Do not worry. Convince. What is my aim of life? Why this thought is coming? Convince yourself. Talk to you. Suppose by chance somebody is doing something wrong action. What you will do? You will convince, no? You should not do this like this way. You must do like this way. With love and respect, you have to convince. We convince others. Similarly, for self also, with love and respect, convince your mind. My aim of life is this. I want to achieve this. I am sitting in meditation. Why? To charge all the powers from Almighty. I want to clean my past sanskars. Remind, convince yourself. Bring the mind once again on the track. Give the direction to your mind. So whenever you sit in meditation, talk to you. And the system of talking from here to incorporeal world, go on, ask question. Intellect will follow you. If you are not asking question, intellect will be here and mind is rushing. So there is no balance. There is no experience. Intellect is going to experience. So from here to incorporeal world, go on, ask question. Who am I? What is my form? What are my qualities? What are my function? Intellect will answer. Intellect is along with you. So what is subtle world? Who is in subtle world? What is incorporeal world? Intellect is having knowledge. Intellect will help you. Means these two powers are combined. Who is in incorporeal world? Who is Shiva Baba? What he is having? Oh, he is always pure. You ask, who is Shiva Baba? Suddenly intellect will remind you. Yes, Baba is always pure. Then intellect will also remind you. Yes, I am is also. It is my home. I was in my home. So when I was in my home, I was also perfect, clean, pure. This is your original nature. So when you go in that atmosphere, naturally your original nature will going to activate. Understood? That Baba said, emerge your original nature, incorporeal nature, or golden age nature. What I was in golden age? Ask yourself, activate. So when you activate each day like this way, your original nature will be active. Now what happens? Whenever you see only body, body relation, bodily things, so those thoughts are emerge. Those memories are emerge. So when you sit in meditation, body and body related thoughts, memories, they will going to emerge. So we feel difficult to travel. There is an influence. Why they are coming? We have not given direction to our own powers. We do not know how to channelize these two powers. So that whenever you see, do it, listen now, and afterwards we will practice also. So you sit alone, open your eye, talk to you slowly. You ask your intellect. Use your intellect. Do not live free. If you live free, suddenly intellect will remind you something. Yes? So do not leave your intellect. Ask again and again. With love and respect, slowly. Who am I? Intellect will give answer. Yes, I am a soul. What is that soul? You can go inside also. What is that soul? What is in soul? There is a mind. What is mind? What is mind doing? From where these thoughts are coming? Ask question. Why the negative thoughts are coming? Why positive thoughts are not coming? From where negative thoughts are coming? You go and ask, you will get answers. So these two powers are involved. So you forget body and body-related words. Full concentration is there within you. That is embodiment. You forget everything. So talk to you like this way. Then you ask, what is intellect? What is the role of intellect? What is sanskar? What type of sanskar I am having? Only on my, when you say I am a soul, not just I am a soul. Enter in that. Go on, ask question. One question, if you have half an hour, if you want to sit, go in the depth of that one question. Then ask second question. Yes, I am a soul, then what is my form? Go on, ask. So means you are activating yourself fully. You forget body, body-related actions which you have done. They never emerge. There is no margin. You are not leaving your intellect free to think. Understood? Otherwise, it is seen why there is an interference of other thoughts. When you sit, we keep our intellect free. Mind is used. Is it right? Same thing? We use. We talk self. That is, we do like to say, I am a soul, point of light. Baba, you are very loveful. Yes? You are very good. You have helped me. You are this. So you are appreciating him. But intellect has no role. So it is free. Free intellect will interrupt. Convince? So this is necessary. Always you remember, whenever you sit, particularly early in the morning, Amrutvela, and in the evening, when there is a time, half an hour, full concentration we do. At that time. Not at the time of traffic control, 1-2 minutes. Just there you emerge. Keep your mind free there. I am a point of light. Be embodiment. Nothing, no thoughts. Keep your mind silence. So when you are sitting in meditation, there you are flying. Leaving your body and body-related thoughts, the soul, with the help of two wings, mind and intellect, we are flying. And if you are not using your both the wings, so we cannot fly. Is it? If we use only one wing, you will experience of flying. So we will feel I am here only. Is it? Attached with the body. So if you want to fly, so you must know how to fly. Use these both wings. And when you connect, how many seconds you connect with the powerhouse in Paramdham? Baba is having 8 powers. Take one by one. Who is he? He is the ocean of pure. How he is pure? Intellect will reply. So you are talking to him about only powers. So you are along with him. Mind and intellect fully connected to him. So fully you are charging. Just, you see, now you are sitting here. The heavy, powerful sun is above you. But we don't get that sun rays because there is a roof. We feel little warmness, but not sweating. Just you leave this hall, go and stand outside. There is no need to call the sun. He is always available. Constantly he is radiating. Just stand outside 5 minutes. What will happen? Start sweating. The sun rises when you fall on your body. Within 5-10 minutes, start sweating. The sun is removing the dust of the body. Yes? That sun, Almighty, he is removing the dust of the soul. So always Baba is telling, first realize yourself, because I want to clean, I means the soul. I want to clean the negativity. Activate yourself, asking these 5 questions. And travel and connect with the Supreme. how many seconds you hold, you stand, that is very important. So 1 second, 2 seconds, 1 minute, how many seconds? So much you are charging. And you feel also, yes, today I have charged. You feel powerful. By chance, when in the action, work field, some negative thoughts, somebody get angry on you, somebody harass you, you never react. The divine qualities are emerged. With love and patience, you will reply, you will adjust. Somewhere we will adjust. Somewhere you will going to face with love and respect. Somewhere you will going to tolerate, because those powers are active. We use them. Naturally, you may like it, you may not like it. Naturally they will work. That's why Baba said, it is a natural nature. See what is in my nature. And if we are doing like this way, that Baba said, naturally your words are very loveful, sweet. Even though somebody is talking with hard words, harsh words, till our nature is fully active. So naturally we will talk soft, lovefully, peacefully. This is transformation. It is possible. One who is in front of you, he may get angry, he may misbehave. It is left to him, it is his role. We cannot expect. He must behave like this way. It is his role. I do not have that remote control in my hand that I can play you. Yes? As my will and wish, it is your role you have to play. But I can control myself. I can play my role. If I am keeping my original nature active, even though situation may be adverse, the natural nature, the active nature will going to react. If we are not in that natural nature, original, if we are in bodily, active bodily nature, so what will happen? You see, sometimes a hot plate, just you put some drop of cold water, what will happen? Even the plate is hot, but water which you are putting is very cold, till it will evaporate. Is it? Sometimes the person who is very hot, he is getting angry, and with love and respect you are talking. He is angry, but you talk with lovefully. Otherwise, if I'm using hot, so what will happen? That's why if my nature is active, is cool, peaceful, even though he is talking, he is getting angry on you, your nature is peaceful, with lawful, you will reply lawfully, peacefully. Otherwise, you will keep quiet. And actually, one more thing you must know, whenever somebody is disturbing, getting angry, at that time you should not reply, you must keep quiet. Because he is not in listening mood. Even if you are giving true answer, he is not in listening mood. His receiver is very hot. Yes? So at that time you must keep quiet. After 1 hour, after 5 minutes, when he is free, then you go and tell him what is to do, what is this. Then he is in receiving mood. Whatever you tell, he will accept. He will listen to you. At that time he is not in listening mode. Is it? This also you must know when to give advice. Sometimes somebody is telling you something, go and listen. We know he is telling wrong. Okay, keep quiet. Accept him. Afterwards, you tell, not this is not like this way, this is this. This is a manner. Because when suddenly if you ask, tell something, he is not in receiving mode. That power will come. Up to that we require patience, self-control. That's why Baba is telling, if we are doing meditation systematically, then you will charge. That power is there. Then you can control your emotion, your hurriness, quickness. You can control yourself. You can convince, no, wait and see. That self-controlling, self-convincing power is important. Then only you will realize, yes, this is my mind is doing something wrong. And you have power to convince. This is not my aim of life. My aim of life is this. So when you convince, so you can easily change that habit. So it is possible to change. If you do not have that convincing power, so we cannot change. Sometimes we have knowledge, but power is not there. So our, even though we realize this is not right, till our past sanskars habit is so powerful, because many times you have used, so it is powerful. And one more thing is here, what happens? So intellect is operating this body. We have given old program. Since many years, we have given a program to our computer. And now Baba is giving a new program. If you are not charged that, fitted that program, the old program will work, no? So that's why after listening, that's why it is said, listening is not everything. After listening, convince yourself. When you get convinced, means your intellect will accept. Then it will come in action. Just by listening, we listen many things, we read many things. Those things never come in practical. We know it, but till our intellect is not ready to do it. Because we have given, old program is working. So after listening, sit alone and talk to you. Convince yourself. What Baba said this? How to overcome with this anger? So intellect will argue. If I keep quiet, he will do once again. Again and again he will get angry. So there will be a dialogue in between. So you mind, with the help of information, you will convince, no. It is Baba has said me. Almighty Father has said me. You keep quiet. He may do, he will play his role. It is his right. What is your role? What is your right? What is your duty? That you do it. Understood? Then you will have that, you will emerge, yes, I have to keep quiet. Baba will take care. Because he has said me. Not ordinary person is telling. Who is telling me? That is very important. Almighty authority is telling. He is my father. He is my caretaker. He has promised, I will take care of you. Just you follow me. Just to listen me. Do not ask, if he do something, what will happen? He is there. He will take care of him. Possible? This is coming, no, sometimes. How long I have to tolerate? This question is coming. How long? Once, twice, thrice, it is okay. Yes? Because if you have that power, you never ask how long. Always I have to tolerate. Because we have that power. My aim is to change myself. He is not having aim to change herself. She is not having aim. So looking to her, I will also change my aim. Now I must be very firm, no? Very strong in my aim. No, I want to change. So her misbehavior, her disturbance, what I have to do? I have to tolerate because I have power. And I have my aim. To reach my target, many things will come. So that Baba is telling, just ordinary meditation is not giving you power to tolerate, to face, to adjust. Somewhere you have to adjust. It is right? Convince? So meditation is this. When you sit, these two powers must work together. Otherwise, sometimes it is seen mind is gone thinking. We can create many positive thoughts. So half an hour when you are sitting in meditation, you will enjoy. But there is no power, there is no experience. So experience is authority. Knowledge is not authority. Information is not authority. When you use that information in your practical, and we see the result, see the change in your attitude, behavior, the one who is in front of you, he may not change, but I have to change. Because my aim is there, his aim is not there. He says, I do not want to become a king, I want to become an ordinary server. So we cannot bring him and sit. We cannot bring him and give the crown, no? It is left to him. But it is seen always, always we expect he must change. We expect change in others. It is his duty, no? It is his role. My role, that's why it is a self. I want to change. But that's why Baba said, see yourself, how much I have changed. For that what I have to do, make a plan. Till sometimes I get angry, sometimes there's a negative thought, sometimes there's an attraction. What I have to do? See yourself. Make a plan. Apply knowledge. If you are unable to apply, if you do not know the proper techniques, then go through. Then ask. Baba is also giving. Sit in Baba's room, talk to him. Talk to seniors. Because our aim is within a time. Baba said, time is very short. See the time. And see, I can reach to my destination within the time limit. That is very important. Time you must know, tomorrow I will change. But that, along with that you must know, the negativity is also going to multiply. If you just ignore it. Because it is there inside. When you realize that it is there, today and now, just now I want to change. Give full attention. Work on that. Find out the solution. Give the time. Busy has no excuse. Sometimes you may say, oh, I am busy, I have not given attention. Means we are sustaining the negativity. It is possible. When you sit, you can take, use your these two powers at a time. Or only mind is working. Mind is working, intellect will be free. If intellect is free, definitely some other thoughts will emerge. Because many things are there recorded. Body and body related thoughts, they will emerge. So this is very important. Talk to you slowly. Take your intellect. Bring the intellect. Make the union of these two. So talk to self. Who am I? Wait. Go in the depth of it. Go and ask slowly. Because it's a new practice. And sometimes you feel difficult it is, but it is important. Otherwise it is seen till, even though after getting knowledge, and we know the defects and merits, if I get angry, if I use some wrong words, we know it till, knowingly, unknowingly, till sometimes we get angry. Yes? Sometimes somebody says something, our mind is thinking very fast, negative, till revenging nature is there. Yes? Even though we know, knowledge we know, but we cannot change our attitude, old habits. And it is seen also, we also do not like it. But when the person is coming in front of you, we forget, everything is switched off. Yes? All the past memories will go into active. Baba is telling, the person will come, you have to give good wishes. Possible? When the negative one who has harassed you, one who has given you too much trouble, So when you come, he will come in front of you. It is possible to give good wishes. Positive thoughts will come. Possible. Then what is that positive thoughts? Why you can? We know it, no? Because that also you must know. So who is doing this? Who will, when somebody is coming, who will going to give positive thoughts? Who will think, give blessings? That is the role of intellect. What is already fitted? So intellect will react. Intellect is operating this body. Suppose now I am talking to you. Suddenly one mosquito will come and sit here. Suddenly this hand will raise and I will beat here. Even though I am busy talking to you, the intellect is working at a time, giving attention. So even though you are walking, suddenly a negative person came in front of you. If already you have given direction to your intellect, this program is fitted early in the morning, each day you have to do. So early in the morning when you wake up, give a direction to your intellect, feed a new program. Anybody is coming in front of me, I have to give good wishes. I have to give this type of thoughts I have to create, give a program. So any type of person, even positive or negative, anybody is coming in front of you, suddenly intellect will react as per your early program. If you are not given early in the morning that program, the intellect will react, no doubt, as per its old program. As per its old nature, it will go into react. That old program is there. So each day I have to give a new program. So Baba is telling, early in the morning, activate your consciousness. Charge yourself. And whole day you see, so you are on the track. Even though sometimes you see, due to some outside force, you may do something wrong. See, the inner conscience is biting. Will remind you again and again, oh, I have done this mistake. I have done this mistake. Because it is clean, it is active. The true consciousness that is called intellect is active. So even though by force, if I have done something wrong, so again and again it will remind you, see, this is wrong, this is not good, this is not good. It will remind you. There will be a light. Yes? So we cannot sit peacefully. We cannot go for bed peacefully. That mistake which you have done, you will recollect. That is called inner conscience is biting. So we know, because intellect is very active, once you early in the morning you emerge, so we know I should not. You will be very alert. While talking, while doing action, very alert. This word I should not use. There will be control. Due to past habit, mind may think sometimes, suddenly intellect will control. No, this is not. Yes? Otherwise, who will control? Who will convince me? And one thing it is seen, always we want to correct others. Always we expect change in others. When you see somebody, oh, this brother is not sitting accurate. Yes, okay, he is not sitting properly. But I do not have that much courage or power to tell him. What I will do? I will see his misbehavior or defects, but I never tell him. There is a fear, he will react. He will become my enemy. So what I will do? And that his misbehavior, I cannot keep with me. Definitely I will share with others. When I see somebody, when I meet, see what he is doing. He is doing like this way, he is doing like this way. By telling others, what is the benefit? He will change. So we have this habit, you will tell others, you will share with others. But we never tell him. But what is necessary? He has to change, no? So I have to tell him. But we never tell, oh, if I tell, he will get angry, he will react, that fear is there. But we share others. So what is the use of telling others? What they will do? Unnecessarily, I will put other negative things in others' mind. I will spoil others. So, okay, somebody is doing something wrong. Who has given me that order to see others? You do not see. By chance, if you see, keep quiet, leave it. It is left to him. But if you have that love and respect, no, I have to change him. You feel he is my brother. He belongs to our family. Okay, with love and respect, you appreciate him first. And then afterwards tell him, see, there is some defects in you. Yesterday you used to get angry on others. Used to shout, I have seen it is not good. You with love and respect, you convince. He will accept, yes, I have done mistake, I realize, I will change. Otherwise, what he will say, what is there if I have done, it is my old nature. He may accept, he may tell you something. But my duty, if I have really a good wishes about him, means, if I have seen any defects, one thing I have to forget. I should not see. Even if I see and I feel that I must tell him. So with love and respect, tell him. He will accept, he will realize today, otherwise after some time he will realize, oh, on that day, he said me something. Then he will realize. It is our duty to tell him only, otherwise leave it. We are not watchmen to observe others, what he is doing. It is his duty to change himself. It is right. This is necessary. In our family life, when you work outside, we see others are behaving as per their old natures. Even though Brahmins, even though Baba's knowledge, he is listening each day knowledge, Murli, but he feel how he talk, how he behave, he feel it's right. But we do not like it. And we never tell him. We tell others. So what you have to do? What you have to do? We have to keep quiet or you have to tell others? To leave it, just you see and leave it. No, it is also not good. You feel he is my brother, belongs to our family. So what you will do? You feel mercy, oh, he must change. Huh? What you have to do? He never realize. He has to change, but he never realize, I am doing mistake. I am doing right. It is way of my behavior that I am talking loudly, I am not getting angry, he never realize. So what we do? We tell others. It is not good. Do not tell others. You leave it. If you have really love with him, so just you go to him, give him love, respect, appreciate him, and then last you tell him, see, yesterday you used to get angry on others, it is not good. Baba's children should not do like this way. So he may accept, he may not accept, but his defects I have to tell him, no, because he has to change. But we are not doing this. We never tell him. We tell others. So what is right? We have to tell him or you have to tell others? Huh? You have to tell him, no? This courage is important because he has to change. But telling, how to tell, that is important. First you appreciate, you are very good, you are Baba's lovely child, you are doing this, we are good. Appreciate him. Encourage him first. Then last you tell him, please don't mind. I have seen this. This is not good. There is a black dot on your cloth. He will say, okay, I will change. Otherwise he will say, what is there? It is my cloths are dirty. What for you? These two answers will come. Either he may accept, he may react, okay. But today or tomorrow he will realize. This you have to, but we never do this. We tell others. It is right? In abroad it is going on. In India it is going on like this way. Always when you meet others, each others, what you will talk? About others only. Oh, she is doing like this way, he is doing like this way. Yes? These things are you are exchanging. Others' behavior. It is right or not? In abroad it is going on. I said, no. Only in India it is. Everywhere else. It's a human nature. Yes. He may be in abroad or he may be in India. All are on the earth. It is a human nature. He cannot keep anything in his heart. He want to share it. But yes, definitely you have to share. But what to share? That is important. So Baba is telling, so if your intellect is clean, emerge. So what Baba is giving knowledge? So you are churning, it is emerge in your mind, intellect. So you share. You have to talk. But ask, what is the meaning of this? Baba said this, what is this? To exchange of knowledge. He will give you some new ideas. You will also have some new ideas. You have to talk. But what we have to share, that you must know. But it is seen, we have an old habit it is. In brother's side it is going on or not? Yes, when you meet each other, what you will share? What you will talk? Sharing Murli points or some other things? Brothers, what you are doing? When you meet, you have to meet. Because we are on family. You have to meet, you have to talk. So what you will do? Yes, sisters? We have to talk, no, we have to share. But what you have to give? That is very important. And if you are having this type of meditation, if you are doing, intellect is clean. So whatever knowledge Baba is giving, so you will churn, it will be emerge. So whenever you see anybody else, you want to share. You want to help others. This helping, giving blessings, giving cooperation will come when? If you are fully charged. If you are not fully charged, what will give? So that is important. This is real service. Service is what? When you give something, he must feel happy. Yes? Even not by words, even somebody sitting along with you, so that person must feel, oh, very good. Because your vibrations are sustaining him. What type of thoughts are coming in my mind? That is important. So early in the morning, if I am charging properly, and after that, if I am listening Murli properly, then what will happen? So same thoughts and what Baba said, what is the meaning of this? So positive thoughts, Murli points, they are coming in your mind. Yes, they are emerge. That type of vibrations you are spreading. Otherwise, if I have not done meditation, I have not given attention on the Murli, so what will, mind will work, mind cannot be silence. Yes? Mind will, it will going to radiate, it will going to spread the vibration. What type of vibration? That's why Baba said, waste and ordinary. Today also Baba said, do not waste your time, energy. Yes? Time is very valuable. Your breath is very valuable. Yes, it should not be wasted, it should not be misused. So that what to be done? Make a plan. In Madhuban also when you came here, 24 hours, because in your place you used to be busy. Now we are free here. So what will you do? So make a program. From morning 4 o'clock when you wake up to the night, what I have to do? Make a chart each hour. When I have to sit in meditation, when I have to read, when I have to take, how many hours I have to take rest, when I have to take lunch, when I have to share with others, exchange your ideas, talk to others. Yes, what I have to share? I have to read the Murlis which Baba has given. It is a homework. You have to study. If something is not clear, you can talk to others. What is the meaning of this? Share with others. So 1 hour you have to share with others. So like this way, make a program. Whole day what I have to do. Because when you used to do in your home, in your place, there you are busy in physical work. Here free time. So you must know how to keep myself busy. Busy or free? You all experience free time or busyness? If there is no class, there is nothing. So you will feel free. Freeness is there, idleness. So naturally, many body related sanskars are there. They will emerge. To keep yourself busy. Just share with others. Murli point was the meaning this. Talk to others. Do not keep yourself alone, free. So if you are alone, all the old thoughts, old sanskars, they emerge. So you are involved in that. Because now we are not so strong to come out, to realize, to change, to control. So that do not leave yourself free alone. Read something, talk something with others about the knowledge, share with others. So mind will become very active. Good. So now you will ask any questions. It is clear? Yes. Because knowledge we listen in the Murli. So when you study Murli very well, you are recording. Knowledge you have, information. So when sanskar, waste thoughts will emerge in the mind, then intellect will convince. Yes, yesterday Baba said, I should not think like this way. This is my old habit. Baba said, think positive about others. Okay, he has done mistake. It is his role. But I should not do. I should not ask why he has done. It is his role. It is his duty. He has done. What I have to do? Baba said, you give him powerful vibrations. You think positive about him. So teach yourself. Convince yourself. To teach yourself, who will teach? So first I must be knowledgeful, no? So how you will become knowledgeful? So when you are listening, Murli, just you are listening, you are not knowledgeful. So when you listen, there is a system. So note down some points, not always detail, 2-3 points which you like, note down. And after Murli, when you sit 2 minutes here and read, revise what I have written, what Baba said today. Oh, today Baba said, do not waste your time. This point you take. And from here to up to breakfast, talk to you. So what I have to do? How I have to manage with my time? What type of chart I have to... You are talking to your intellect. You are giving training, talking to you. You are feeding this program. So whole day I have to keep myself busy. How to keep... Think. So you are convincing, talking to your intellect. So that point, Murli point, you have charged. In intellect, it is recorded. So intellect is alert. Today I should not waste my time. Even if you are free, intellect will tell you, yes, Baba said today, I should not keep free, I have to do something. It will again and remind you, because it is recorded. So sometimes mind will think negative, suddenly intellect will remind you, mind, no, do not think waste, Baba said today. If you have not charged, recorded properly, you have taken notes also early in the morning, that I should not waste the time. You have noted, but it is not recorded. You have not understood. You have not make a plan. So we waste time. In the evening, somebody will tell you, oh, Baba said today we should not waste of time. We should not waste. But whole day I have not done anything. Then you realize it is too late. Why you have not used? Because it is not recorded. Convinced? So we listen many things. We read. Reading, listening is not everything. When you read, eating, but just you eat, you cannot digest. When you eat, you must know how to digest it. You have to do little exercise, some activities. Yes? But just eating, you cannot be fat. Eat and digest. Listen and digest. Understand. Talk to you, your intellect. What Baba said, what I have to do for this, make a plan. You are convincing it is recorded. So an intellect will remind you. If your mind is thinking negative thing, other thoughts, so suddenly intellect will talk to you. Talk to your mind. Suppose you know somebody is wasting time. Suddenly you will tell her, no? If you do not know, suppose early in the morning, while listening, you have not listened with attention, so you cannot explain her. Suppose somebody is wasting her time, so you cannot tell her. If you know, if you are using, suddenly you tell her, "Dekho Baba, see, Baba said today, do not waste your time." You will tell her, you will share with others. If you do not know, how you will share with others? Understood? So talk to you, yourself first, you must be knowledgeful. Understood? So what happens? We read Murli, we listen, we note down, but we never record. So that we are not knowledgeful. So that knowledge, that is called wisdom. So that intellect will convince your mind. Even some others also, suppose somebody is doing something, so suddenly intellect will tell you, that the system also, yeah, I must tell you, looking to the time, so how to increase your memories, short memory and long memory. When you listen Murli, how to increase that? The system is there. Just by reading, listening Murli, you cannot remember. Even I also cannot remember. There's a system is there. One system I will tell you. So you see, do it tomorrow onwards. When you listen, go on listen. And see, there are four topics are there in Murli. Choice, which point you like. 1 point you note down. 2 points, 3 points you note down. And when Murli is finished at the last, just you go through all the 3 points and finalize 1 point. This point is very good. Underline that. Today I want to practice this point. And from here to breakfast, think on that. If you are doing this much, in the evening somebody asks you what Baba said, suddenly you will repeat. But today up to night only. Tomorrow you cannot. You will forget. One day memory it is. If you want to keep same thing for 1 month, long memory, if you want to keep that same today's Murli for 1 month, what you have to do? So when you are thinking, whole day you think, again and again apply it, so you will keep in your memory for 1 month. Same thing you want to keep for 10 years. So what you have to do, one more addition, you repeat from your mouth. When you see somebody, oh, Baba said today this. Again and again, once, twice, thrice, you share with others. When you are sharing means, so it is permanent recording. You see, somebody will get angry on you, tell you something, again and again you think, no? So it become a permanent recording. It become a strong sanskars. So this is important. Okay? Convince? Anybody want to ask? Okay, and otherwise you will, 2 minutes, we will do meditation. Repeat this, ask, talk to you in meditation, these 5 questions. See, your intellect should not go here and there. Talk to you, who am I? What is my form? What are my qualities? And 4th one, what is my function? What I am doing? I am using this body. And 5th, from where I came. Okay? Om Shanti.